Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. This is kind of a sad piece that we have to do in some ways. I mean, but I love Tony Bennett, and I love the wonderful career he's had. And he passed away yesterday for us, and so we're recording this. And so I just told my team that we could chat about Tony Bennett a little bit. I'm going to be presenting kind of a project tied into this. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But I just thought I'd swing it over to my friend Terry. And Terry, what have you been a big Tony Bennett fan over the years and things, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and Tony Bennett was probably best known for the theme song to The City.
Yes.
I Left My Heart in San Francisco. But I didn't really become a Tony Bennett fan until I was in high school, maybe junior high school a little bit. And those were during the years when he was struggling. But because I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area, on San Francisco radio stations, his songs were still getting lots of airplay. So I couldn't tell that his career was in trouble because I heard him on the air all the time. And, you know, we had record albums at our house from my parents and from their generation of music. So I heard him at home too. And it wasn't until many years later that I learned that the world had rediscovered Tony Bennett. He'd never been gone in my lifetime, but apparently there were millions of people who were new to Tony Bennett many years after I had already been listening to him. And I liked his style of music in no small part because it was, I guess you could call him in some ways, a crossover musical artist. He sang songs from the 30s and 40s and before. He sang songs that were popular, you know, that had come out in the 60s and 70s and beyond. He was able to use his style, to apply his style of singing to essentially any song from the big band era through the Beatles. And I suppose if he were still alive and still performing, he'd be finding new music even today that he could interpret in his way. The thing I most remember about Tony Bennett was what other singers said about him. I mean, Sinatra in particular, I think he called Tony Bennett his favorite singer, the best crooner. And that's ironic because early in his career, Tony Bennett was warned not to imitate Frank Sinatra.
Right.
So, you know, he just had that smooth, laid back style of performing that everybody could appreciate. The last thing I want to say about Tony Bennett was something I read, I think, in maybe the New York Times obituary, which was that he was known in the Bay Area for being the San Francisco guy, but he was from New York. I think he passed away in New York City, and he was, for the Times, of course, more than anything, a New Yorker. So, okay, you can own him too if you want, but he was belongs to all of us. And I'm glad I got to hear a lot of his music and still do listen occasionally. Sorry, I never got to see him perform in person, even though I had many opportunities to, but you know how it is. You think, oh, this guy will be here. I'll come back some other time and see him. And I never did, right. But we're lucky to live in an age and an era where all this great music is still here and will theoretically be here as long as there are people to listen.
That's right. That's right. And I love that we can listen to all of his recordings, and we have things like Spotify that carry just everything I mean, or at least a huge swath of what's available for him, which is lovely. Anyway, Hope, what are your thoughts on?
Well, I mean, obviously I love his style of singing. It's very much up my wheelhouse with the crooners. But what I really love about Tony Bennett is that just how much he would pop up. Like you said, like there's always people that seems to be rediscovering him. And as when I was in high school, he was having another kind of rediscovering because he was doing, you know, he was doing duets with, you know, Michael Bublé and I think Amy Winehouse and like a bunch of different people. And so he was starting to have a kind of like a back in the public consciousness again. But that's not like, I think that's just how he worked. I think every decade he kind of had like a sort of like reemergence because I started to pay more attention when he did have like those duets with Michael Bublé and stuff. But, you know, I'm also a fan of like The Nanny and like older, also just really older shows like the Danny Thomas show, where you can go back and like on The Nanny, there's a joke that like the dad is like, "You like Tony Bennett?" And he's like, "He's cool, Dad." And it's like he was always coming back as someone that was cool and in the public consciousness. And I loved seeing him on Conan. He had a tradition where he would come on Conan every year to kind of sing some Christmas songs. And so he was always there in all of my favorite arenas. And what I find very interesting about him is like, even people that aren't necessarily thought of as singers, but really great performers. Like, I don't know if you've read Martin Short's book, but it's really fantastic. And he was saying that he got to sing with Tony Bennett. And like, that was like, he said he wanted to be Tony Bennett. Like, that's who he wanted to be. Like, not necessarily a comedian. He wanted to be like, he thought of himself more as a singer earlier on, and he would, you know, do all those performances. And then I think they turned into exaggerated and mimic type performances. And that's kind of where some of the comedy starts going in. But I just find it interesting that, yeah, everybody kind of all show people seem to like be like, this is the guy.
And I would agree with that. I mean, he is the entertainer, and he's one of the few guys that I've ever seen that stayed, or the public saw him as being a cool guy throughout like his entire career. I mean, how many guys are cool at 90 plus? But that's just amazing. Like Terry was saying, there was a time in, you know, the 65 to 80 time frame where he was struggling and he was trying to find his way to fit in. And certainly rock music came along and it just took all these crooners that were big and cool and all these things and just knocked them for a loop. And how did they have to reinvent themselves? And a lot of them did it by interpreting modern music. And that's one of the things he did as well that Terry was saying. Though in interviews with him, he seemed like he never really liked doing that. He'd rather do the songbook, the American songbook and that sort of thing. I did like a quote from him that was that they were asking about retirement. He says, "I don't ever want to retire." He said, "Think of the great masters." He mentioned Sinatra and Jack Benny and just a few different folks. And I love that Jack Benny was in there. And he said, they performed up until the day they died. And he said, that's what I want to be doing. And he pretty much did. I mean, his last performances were when he was certainly he was 95. He just turned 95 and he's passed away at, I think he was he 96 yet, or he might have still been 96. Yeah. So it's like he performed right up there until the end, which was lovely. his coming back in some ways, the biggest comeback was probably when his son took over his career as his manager and had him go to colleges to reestablish kind of his cool factor. And then they MTV, they had him do videos for MTV, and eventually he did MTV Unplugged. And his line for Unplugged was that I've been unplugged for my entire career. And so I love that line, but that's a nice piece. He did later on, he's known for like his duets, and that's what you've mentioned. I was checking on Spotify and no one had put together like all of his duets, it didn't seem like. So I've kind of compiled all of his duets. If you go and listen, I'll have a link to it where you can listen to this podcast as a intro piece to those duets. And the duets will be, he had his first duets album wasn't called Duets. It was like Tony Bennett and Friends. And it was Stevie Wonder, just some wonderful performance, Celine Dion, all things like that. And then you had then he had his duets album that came out, and Duets 2, and then Viva Duets came out. So there's those. But then at the same time, he was performing in those various ones with certainly Lady Gaga did a few songs with him. Then Katie Lang did a few songs with him during the Duets album era, and so did Dinah Kroll. Then all three of them approached him at different times to do albums with them, complete duet albums. So he has a Dinah Kroll duet album, he has a duet album with Katie Lang, and then he has two duet albums with Lady Gaga. And so I put all of those in this playlist. And so they're all there. You can put it on shuffle if you want. If you want to have them all come at you randomly. I kind of stacked the deck at the beginning and moved some things around because I loved his performance with Barbra Streisand. I think it's fabulous. It's a great start to the whole thing. And he performs with Sting and Bono, and just every star you can imagine appears on this thing. So we'll connect that up. This whole podcast, my Playlisters podcast, is designed to do this sort of thing where it's us talking about and introducing an album or a playlist, and then we present it to you. So it's a fun way to do that. So go to the show notes and connect you up and everything. But just what a fabulous performer. Spend some time with him. This is a 6 hour plus playlist. So it's something you can throw on all day as you're doing the housework or whatever you want to put on. So I hope you enjoy it. And he's just been such a blessing, and I'm sorry to see him go, but at least he had a nice long life of 96 years. My dad died a few months ago at 95, so I know what kind of a long life that is, and what a tribute to this man. So go ahead.
I want to add one thing. If you're going to add one to the playlist, his family said, Tony left us today, but he was still singing the other day at his piano, and his last song was Because of You, his first number one hit.
Yep. Yeah, that's Because of You is an amazing song, and he's sung it so many times to so many people that it's a neat one to include. I think it's in the top of my playlist. I'll have to check, but I can't remember who he's singing it with, probably Lady Gaga or something like that. But anyway, like I said, perform that song with a number of folks. Go ahead.
You might not be able to include this in your playlist, yeah, but in addition to being a great singer, he was also a great painter.
Yes. That's why, yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll include that as one of his paintings as the cover shot to my playlist, because you can do that too. So I'll have to look for his paintings. But what kind of paintings did he do? I haven't seen.
I know he did one of his dog.
Was it more of the abstract type of painting, or was it more
I've seen samples. Nothing jumps to mind right now, but I think from what I recall, he, you know, painted what he saw.
Yeah,
you know, the world around him. It wasn't, I don't think he had a particular specialty as a painter. Right. But
well, so many of your singers and or artists that are in bands and so forth are also good artists on canvas, and I think there's just a creativity that abounds in these people, and that they can do so many things. And it's charming to have these. Some folks will like be like, well, that's not their lane, they should stay in their lane or whatever. And I'm like, if you're creative and you want to put it out there. If it's good, it's good. If it's not good, it's not good. But at least you did something you wanted to do. You should never hold yourself back because somebody feels like it's a waste of your time or anything. Because it's, you need to do what you want to do. So yeah. And that's why I do these podcasts. I love doing them. I love having you guys appear with me and chat about things. And I love that we can just spontaneously go, let's talk about Tony Bennett. We didn't plan this or anything. It just sort of happened. But I hope folks, maybe some people will get a chance to get exposed to Tony Bennett that wouldn't have any other way. So what a great performer to get exposed to. So, all right, we'll go from there. We'll leave it there and let people enjoy. So thank you so much, both of you. So we'll see you next time.